There's certainly no love lost between the Grocery Manufacturers Association and the Environmental Working Group, especially when it comes to the issue of labeling genetically modified foods. Representatives from the two entities recently addressed farm broadcasters to make the case for their respective organizations. Mike Gruber, the Senior Vice President for Federal Affairs for GMA, says a labeling law set to go into effect at the beginning of July in Vermont has turned state authorities there into people of national influence.
We want to make sure that the FDA and the USDA are our chief labeling regulators instead of the Attorney General of Vermont, who is now in charge of food labels. And on this particular issue, he is the national authority on GMO labeling. We have troubles with that.
Scott Faber serves as the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for EWG, as well as the Executive Director of the Just Label It campaign. He says that while he works for entities that are very much in favor of mandatory labeling, he doesn't want to see a stigma attached to biotechnology.
I 100% believe that farmers should have choices. And Just Label and EWG do not want a disclosure that in any way stigmatizes this technology or limits farmer choices. But we also believe that consumers should have choices as well, that they should have enough information to make their own choices.
Gruber took those remarks as a little disingenuous.
Stigmatizing technology matters because you've done it on your website. You've done it on your own barcode application after criticizing our QR code application. So stigmatization is a big deal. It matters. It matters to farmers. It matters to us. And I have to say, I don't think the Environmental Working Group has been a good working partner in making sure that whatever we are working towards in terms of a compromise is going to protect this technology and protect the future of agricultural science.
In follow-up comments, Faber suggested some kind of recommendations for any GMO labeling legislation to keep the disclosure from bringing about undue safety concerns about biotechnology. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.